my name is Lassie Hatley, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through this season of Advent in our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Friday, December 19th. Right now, we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died as we look at prophecies about His birth and death and the stories in the Gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading Psalm 22 and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Psalm 22, for the director of music to the tune of the Doe of the Morning, a Psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb, and you made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouths wide against me. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax. It is melted within me. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You lay me in the dust of death. Dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Before those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. Our devotion today is titled Cradle to Cross to Crown. When I read Psalm 22, I immediately hear the haunting melody from this exact text that our choir sings at the end of every Maundy Thursday service. Accompanied by only a simple handbell chord, our sanctuary altar is stripped of everything beautiful in preparation for us to leave in both silence and darkness, aching for Easter Sunday. Remarkably, 1,000 years later, all four Gospels record many of these exact words from Jesus. They eerily echo the psalmist as he cries out to God from the cross and suffers the cruelty and scorn of the crowd. How could David have known the same spirit that filled his heart to pen the words to this psalm would use them as prophecy to bolster the faith of generations to come? I'm so grateful our church has embraced the tradition of celebrating the seasons of the Christian year. This annual telling of the gospel story embeds within our hearts the full story of God's redemptive plan to save the world. Just as Easter celebrations seem to be missing depth without reflecting on Good Friday, Christmas can become less meaningful when we skip through the longing of Advent. If we only allow ourselves to be captivated by the sweet story of a newborn, we can miss the more complete joy that comes from knowing the purpose of why he willingly came into the world. A 1990 song from the Christmas cantata with the same title perfectly articulates the connection from Psalm 22 to our Advent preparation. Here are some of the words. He was born in a manger, a small, tiny stranger in a quilt that was carelessly made. Just some boards nailed together, not fit for a beggar, was the place where my Savior was laid. Through the gates of the city crawled a man filled with pity while bearing the weight of the tree. As they ruthlessly nailed him, it seemed the just Father had failed him, but he knew what his purpose must be. It was on Sunday morning. He awoke with the dawning, shattering death's mighty hold. Now he's back home in heaven, but soon he'll be coming, wearing a crown of pure gold. The chorus says, down through the ages, the people sang praises for the light of God's love shining down. As it shines, I can see the pathway before me from cradle to cross to crown. Please join me in praying. Dear Father, as we anticipate the celebration of receiving the greatest gift to mankind, may we remember what it costs you and respond with grateful hearts of service. Amen.